The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier this month, after more than 6 months of stonewalling, the Kelly administration's Department of Health and Environment finally released the 2023 abortion statistics for Kansas. So, you know, sometime next year, around this time, we'll get the 2024 numbers, which will no doubt be stratospheric. It's worth noting that these statistics were intentionally held until after the election. Wouldn't want to impact those elections, after all. With us now to review the numbers is Danielle Underwood from Kansans for Life. Danielle, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, John. It's a pleasure to be with you, and Merry Christmas back to you.
So here's the headline, sad as it may be, Danielle. Kansas provided more. This is the headline from, sadly, the Topeka Capital Journal. Kansas provided more abortions in 2023 than ever before, mostly for out-of-state patients. And that was the headline. And you know, how sad is that?
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. 78% of those abortions were performed on out-of-state residents. And when we, you know, take a step back and we look at that overall number, sometimes it's hard to even wrap our minds around what a number like that looks like. And I think, you know, for those of us, you know, thinking about it tonight, we can just, if you've ever been in Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena, or if you've ever been in Allen Fieldhouse, if you could imagine that stadium completely empty and see all those seats, you would then begin to really take in what that means. It's heartbreaking.
Wow. So that's the number. The Intrust Bank Arena filled with empty seats, or conversely, the Intrust Bank Arena filled with babies, living babies, if we could be.
Yes. Yeah. So that total number, right. So we're talking past capacity. We would be talking spilling out the doors and into the hallways and into the parking lot. 19,467 total abortions. So it is a really sad, heartbreaking number that, I mean, we knew this was coming. This is not a shock to us because, you know, we've seen some estimates going forward. Now we have the official stats, and this just shows us once again why it's so important that we have state statistics to tell us what's truly going on in our state. And, you know, the bottom line is that women deserve better than this.
Yeah.
They deserve better than to be exploited by a system that makes its money by putting their lives and their futures at risk and is just heartless for the lives of all of those lost children.
Yeah, a lot of people at Planned Parenthood getting rich off of this. And, you know, if you look at this, the 2023 figure represents a 53% increase from the number in 2022 and a 148% increase from the number in 2021. It's, and again, the report shows that less than a fourth of those patients who received abortions at Kansas clinics were in-state residents. So much like we were afraid back before, you know, the Value Them Both Amendment, we have become, Kansas has become, an abortion tourist state.
Yeah. Yes. But hope is not lost.
No. You
know, this is a hopeful season for us, and we've got to remember that the tide is turning. I do think, I mean, the last election showed us that Kansans still very much are supporting all of the legislators that have gone to bat for the last two legislative sessions.
Yep.
For those seven pro-life protections that we have been passing. Those are the things that were carefully drafted to be able to hopefully withstand our extremist activist state Supreme Court that has been, you know, wanting to dismantle all of these pro-life laws that we had previously passed. So, you know, we have to remember that we've got to keep moving forward. We've got to keep working to ensure that our state doesn't continue to be the abortion destination of the Midwest. And we can do that. We are not giving up hope. We know that there are, you know, some good things that are happening, and a lot of people are waking up to those misinformation campaigns that the abortion industry was so successfully running through not just our state, but a lot of other states that, you know, they came into with so many ads as different ballot different amendments were coming up onto people's ballots. And so many people had been misled by them for so long. And I do think that people are now waking up to how extreme their true intentions are, not just for our state, but really for our country.
No, and you know, one of the things that also in that Cap Journal article was the fact that there are three new clinics that have opened in Kansas, which sadly means that only, you know, these numbers are only going to go up. The abortion on demand industry is booming. But you're right. There are good things on the horizon, and there's things that we can do about it. I know one of the things, you guys have some great new events at Kansans for Life, has some great new events coming up in 24. I know, or 25 rather. You've got the March for Life that is just around the corner. You've got the banquets both here in Wichita and in Kansas City, and a golf tournament, all of which is not too far. I mean, within 90 days or a couple, you know, 4 months, something like that, in 2025, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a lot of things coming up. I think first thing is, you know, if you all are interested in this, if you are pro-life, you believe that, you know, we got to keep going. We got to keep with the progress we've been making, and we've got to continue to amplify that. We need to strengthen our legislators for this session ahead. Then you're going to want to come out on Wednesday, January 29th to Topeka and come to the March and Rally for Life. It should be an amazing day. I think it's going to be a very powerful event, hopefully even extra powerful. And we would love to have you come. It's going to be in the middle of the day. It's a great moment each year where we get to meet and greet all of these state legislators who are going to be going to bat for those pro-life protections. So exciting things ahead, and that'll be the first thing that you can do, is to just take a day away from whatever else you have planned and come out and join this March and Rally for Life. Hopefully we'll have thousands of people out there, so you'll be in great company, and you can find all that information on our website at kfl.org.
That's what I was going to ask. I've been to that March for Life. You're right. There's usually a massive crowd, and it is like-minded individuals, but it's also a great way to reinforce your legislators. A lot of them are new. A lot of these folks are freshmen. They've got a good-sized freshman crowd, and they need that reinforcement. They need that reminder. You know, that keep in mind, folks, that those same legislators are also going to get the massive KNEA rally, the folks up there in their red shirts, and the Moms Demand Action folks up there in their orange shirts. So it's good for us to go up there as pro-life advocates and remind them about what's really important to them. So again, the March for Life coming up at the end of January. Give us that website one more time, Danielle.
You betcha. It's kfl.org.
Danielle, thank you again for joining us this evening. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule on a Sunday night, and want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, John. Back to you.